This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The government has approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Briefing media on the cabinet decisions in New Delhi last afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will be implemented at an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees.
1,500 crore rupees ki ye scheme hai, and as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke payments honge up to 2,000 rupees, usme koi ट्रांजेक्शन की कॉस्ट नहीं लगेगी और उनको इंसेंटिव दिया जाएगा और इसमें जो रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया की जो स्टैंडर्ड डेफिनेशंस हैं वो सारी की सारी एप्लीकेबल होगी.
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द गवर्नमेंट हैज डिसाइडेड टू सेट अप अ न्यू ब्राउनफील्ड अमोनिया यूरिया कॉम्प्लेक्स फर्टिलाइजर प्लांट विद इन द एग्जिस्टिंग प्रमाइसेस ऑफ ब्रह्मपुत्र वैली फर्टिलाइजर कॉर्पोरेशन लिमिटेड एट नामरूप इन असम. He said the estimated total project cost is 10,601 crore rupees with debt-equity ratio of 70-30 through a joint venture. The minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of a six-lane access-controlled greenfield national highway to connect JNPA port to Chowk in Maharashtra. The centre also gave nod to the revised Rashtriya Gokul mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. The cabinet also approved the revised national program for dairy development. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Udyam Utsav at Amrit Udyan in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises. It will culminate on 30th of this month and it seeks to empower and encourage MSMEs by bringing the country's vibrant heritage closer to the citizens. President Murmu has highlighted that AI is disrupting the world, creating new opportunities as well as new challenges in many sectors, including journalism. The president said this while presenting the 19th Ram Nath Goenka Excellence in Journalism Awards in New Delhi yesterday. She stressed on the urgent need to sensitize all citizens about the hazard of deep fakes and other misuses of artificial intelligence. India plans to establish its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035 and to land an Indian astronaut on the moon by 2040. Union Minister of State in Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, stated this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha yesterday. On return of NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore to Earth, the minister said, "It is a moment of glory, pride and relief that they came back to Earth safely." Astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore returned to Earth yesterday morning aboard Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 9 months in space. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Bill Gates, the founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he and Mr. Gates had discussion on a wide range of issues, including technology, innovation and sustainability, with a focus on creating a better future for the coming generations. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has partnered with DigiLocker to address the issue of unclaimed financial assets. This initiative enables investors to store and access information on their DMAT and mutual fund holdings through DigiLocker, a key digital public infrastructure benefiting investors and their families. United States has said that Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to a partial ceasefire in the war against Russia that was discussed by US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. The White House said the US President briefed Mr. Zelensky on a phone call about his conversation with Mr. Putin and the key issues were discussed. Caroline Leavitt, the White House spokesperson, said the two leaders have agreed on a partial ceasefire. She added that technical teams will meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss broadening the ceasefire to the Black Sea on the way to a full ceasefire. While President Trump had earlier proposed a 30-day ceasefire, President Zelensky and President Putin agreed instead on a limited ceasefire regarding only the energy and infrastructure sectors. The Waves OTT platform will be streaming DFB Pokal semi-finals and grand finale live in India. An MOU was signed between Prasar Bharati and DFB Germany to strengthen football ties between India and Germany and bring more football content to India. Under the MOU, an under-17 talent search tournament will also be launched, where 20 young Indian players will get a chance to train in Germany. And that is the end of this news bulletin.